Today on Japan Real Estate and Business News, adapting to the changes brought on by the pandemic, breaking the moonlighting taboo, affordable subscription-based co-living for teleworking, health insurance coverage for fertility treatments, and revitalizing plans for decaying rural regions. I'm Priti Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Thanks for joining us. According to the Japan Times, not so long ago, Japan's lifetime employment and other paternalistic practices demanded a worker's complete loyalty, and moonlighting, or as the Japanese call it, supplemental or secondary work, was discouraged or banned outright for government workers and certain parts of the private sector. Since the collapse of the economic bubble of the early 1990s, and more recently, the coronavirus, more workers are breaking the moonlighting taboo, justifying it as a stepping stone to a different career. Moonlighting helped them test the waters in another occupation before taking the plunge. Similarly, workers in their 50s or 60s facing compulsory retirement are said to benefit, as a part-time job might help them prepare for a second career. One thing's for certain, a salaried worker can supplement their income to meet a short-term need, such as getting out of debt. The Guardian reports there is new hope for couples struggling to conceive. Japan's new Prime Minister, Yoshihide Suga, pledges to cover expensive fertility treatments with health insurance. Suga, who took office in September, identified depopulation as a major challenge for Japan during his campaign to succeed Shinzo Abe as Prime Minister, and repeated his determination to tackle the low birth rate during his first policy speech in Parliament. To support households that want to have children, we will make infertility treatment applicable to insurance, he said, possibly in 2022. The government aims to raise the fertility rate from 1.36 in 2019 to 1.8, but needs to work toward the needed 2.1 to keep the population stable. Critics, however, warn the change will do little to avert a demographic crisis. As the pandemic has pushed many companies to allow telecommuting, it has also caused population to flow out of Tokyo to the less crowded rural regions. For Kaoru Okada, 36, when rice and instant noodles began to disappear from supermarket shelves in Tokyo, he decided to leave the capital because he was worried about food security. Okada decided to settle in the central Japanese city of Saku, Nagano Prefecture, about 160 kilometers, that's about 100 miles, northwest of Tokyo, maintaining his online retail and export business while growing vegetables in shared farms and threshing rice. This shift to rural areas could boost Prime Minister Suga, who made revitalizing Japan's decaying rural regions a core plank of his socioeconomic platform. In September 2020, 30,644 people moved out of Tokyo. That's up 12.5% from 2019, while the number moving in fell 11.7% to 27,006, data showed. From suppliers of housing and transportation to purveyors of food and beverages, subscription-based companies are popping up everywhere during the pandemic. Hironori Sakamoto is a self-employed sales consultant. He and his wife are members of Address, a subscription-based co-living service that launched last year. This service offers more of an alternative lifestyle, expected to be quite popular with teleworkers in their 20s and 30s, attracted to the idea of leaving cities and spending time in the countryside. It can be described as something between home ownership and traditional rental housing contracts. As members with a set monthly fee, this couple has options of nearly 90 shared homes across Japan. They will start with a few nights at a spacious, fully furnished two-story house with a large wooden deck in Kitami, a quiet suburb in Tokyo's Setagawa ward, then move to another home in neighboring district of Tsurumaki, which they have registered as their official residence. They'll then decide where to go next, maybe a place in the mountains or somewhere by the sea. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to visit us at nippontradings.com. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. Keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market, I'm Pretty Donnelly.